You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Go Home, Kore Manja is an upcoming show where food is used as a vehicle to discuss migration, microaggressions, and reclaim racial slurs. Writer and director of the upcoming performance, Jamishka Chetty, joins me to discuss the upcoming show.
So we've got a real performance art experimental theatre show happening at the basement, and it combines poetry with performance art, as well as a pseudo MasterChef style competition. So we've got humor as well as some unapologetic ethnic poetry to tantalize audiences' taste buds.
And so this show, it centers around food and decolonization of food. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the concept came to us when we were watching a couple of MasterChef type shows, and I guess it comments on the idea of predominantly white chefs like Gordon Ramsay and stuff like that, judging cultural food and questioning the authenticity of it. And after thinking about that, we started thinking about other forms of white Europeanization of Eastern food, and that sort of, you know, the spicy turmeric latte that's sort of on the trend. And even though it's not necessarily authentic, it's just a version of it. And we are commenting on it through a lighthearted lens by setting up this MasterChef style competition and in a way dissecting cultural identity in Auckland. Because it's such a multicultural landscape, we decided to add food as an experience for audiences to engage with.
So it kind of speaks to people trying to act like they have an authority to speak over this thing that isn't actually from their own culture in a way.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with like spicy turmeric latte, we've interviewed a few Indian restaurant owners, and because it's not the traditional authentic chai, it's just a westernized manufactured version of it. It takes away from the authenticity of Indian cultures and Asian cultures. And we're sort of reclaiming that identity back by doing this show, or at least we're attempting to.
Something that was touched on, which you just said reclaiming ethnic slurs. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so obviously Kore Manja is a popular slur, and many people have heard it before. So we're trying to reclaim that slur by showing people the identity of those cultures. So by reclaiming it, we're putting it on a stage for people to judge and to be aware of the judgment that they have when they look at us through that lens. So, yeah, you know, it's a bit of a bold name, but I think it's important to do that, especially through food, and to show the true experience of Asian cuisine by cooking it in front of people and by letting them be a part of the journey that we have. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And of course, art always kind of traverses into the political. So with this, what's touched on is migrants and children of migrants. Would you say New Zealand has a particularly toxic lens towards migration?
I would say it's starting to come more to the surface, the toxicity. I mean, before it probably wasn't as inherently visible, but I think now that we've, in this political time, we're seeing a lot of divisiveness, and there has been a huge influx of migrants coming into New Zealand, but migration has been happening for a long time, since the beginning of time. And I think with children of migrants sort of now being older and being involved in the arts, they're able to sort of fight back and reclaim their identity through art. which is such a powerful tool for children of immigrants and migrants to be able to use as a vessel to find their own voice within their culture and their identity. And yeah, because we went to an anti-immigration rally that happened over the weekend, and it was absurd to see the numbers have grown over the past 2 years. So there has been an increase in this toxicity, but hopefully we can, through the art, make people aware that we're all human at the end of the day, and we shouldn't, you know, Eastern cultures, Asian cultures, they do have their own dishes, their own food, their own ethnicity, their own culture, and it's something to be celebrated, and it is something that is a part of New Zealand and has been a part of New Zealand for a long time. It's not, you know, it hasn't just happened in the last 2 years. Like, migrants have been coming and going into New Zealand for a long time. So it's great that through art now there is a strong political surgence that is taking place between people of colour and audiences and theatre. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah, definitely. I am quite curious about your attendance of a anti-immigration rally. How does it feel putting yourself in that environment?
It was definitely interesting because we didn't expect it to be as overtly racist as we thought it would be. We were able to like sit back and laugh at the silly things that the sort of far right people were saying, but knowing that we were putting on a show soon, it sort of gave us more motivation to be a little bit more unapologetic of the things we were saying and the social political themes that we want to confront. So we attended this rally as onlookers. We didn't obviously, we weren't protesting for the things that they were saying because they were against immigration. But we were just on the side watching, and people naturally assumed, because we were people of color, that we were immigrants. For all they know, we could have actually been born here, but we were immigrants. And the fact that they came up to us and waved the New Zealand flag right in front of our faces and waved their anti-immigration posters in front of our faces was just really uncomfortable. And it made you realize that people do look at the color of your skin more than they look at who you are or your personality or the kind of character that you hold. And so to experience that in New Zealand was so strange because it's never been so overt before. And then there was a space in Aotearoa Square that provided them to be so overtly racist. Yes, freedom of speech is important, but it was just so uncomfortable to be in that situation. And I never want anyone else to experience that judgment in their life before. I've never been so overtly judged for the color of my skin ever in New Zealand, and it was just bizarre and uncomfortable, and something I hope that no one else has to experience.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah,
I've just got chills right now hearing about that. Yeah. I'm so sorry you went through that.
No, it's fine. And they yelled at us. So we were sitting on the outskirts, and they yelled at us, and they came right up to us, and they were like, "Why don't you just go home? Why don't you just go back to where you came from?" And we're like, "What?" Like, and this is the exact thing that we're talking about in our show. So it's almost art imitating life and life imitating art at the same time.
Well, that's all my questions. Did you have any other comments you wanted to make?
We are on at the basement for the Fringe Festival on the 1st and 2nd of March at 8 p.m. And it's a koha entry show. So you pay what you feel. If you've got 50 cents, pay 50 cents. If you've got a little bit more to, you know, help some struggling artists out, you do that. And we're down at the car park of the basement. We're also going to be at the Performance Arcade in Wellington from the 21st to the 24th of February. So we've got two cities to expand and to perform our amazing, tantalizing, spicy show for everyone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.